Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So former New York City Mayor Ed Koch, as you probably know, spent much of the last year getting state lawmakers running for election or re-election to pledge their support for an independent redistricting process ahead of the 2012 elections. As New York State loses two congressional seats because of the census results, our partisan balance in Washington, D.C. and in the state legislature in Albany are at stake. Those who didn't sign on were considered enemies of reform. And as dueling plans for how to tackle the process make their way slowly through the Assembly and the Senate, Mayor Koch might need to add more names to that enemies of reform list. Joining me now to talk about the pledge through his group New York Uprising and to assess how lawmakers are living up to their promises or not is former Mayor Ed Koch. So nice to have you back on WNYC, Mayor. Hello.
You're nice to have me. Well, let me give you an update. We have in the Senate, which has 62 seats, we have 54 people who pledged in the last election that they would vote for an independent commission to do the redistricting. And in the Assembly, which has 150 seats, we have 84 who have made that pledge in writing. And the numbers are majorities in both houses. Now, undoubtedly, there will be some who won't keep their pledges. For example, Majority Leader of the Senate has said to me that he is not going to keep this pledge. That is Dean Skelos, which I think is an outrage and a dishonorable act on his part. When he made the pledge, he was the minority leader. And now that he's the majority leader, he's running out on the pledge. Well, we're going to bring that to the attention of his constituents, and also, so far as we know, many of the Republicans, all of them made the written pledge, may follow their leader. And if they do, they will be dishonorable, and we will hold them up, if wherever we can, to contempt. But I believe that people are honorable, and I believe that ultimately most of these people will vote to keep their pledges.
Can I ask you to take a step back, Mayor, and say what exactly you mean by partisan, or should say nonpartisan redistricting, and
I'll explain. In the past, for the last 50, maybe 100 years, what they've done in Albany, every 10 years, you have to redistrict under the Constitution because they have a new census and people have moved around, and you want the districts to be approximately equal in number, one man, one vote, or one man, one woman, one vote. Now, what they have conveniently done to assure that each party is protected, the Democrats, which run the Assembly, they redistrict the Assembly. The senators, the Senate is generally majority leader is a Republican, and they redistrict the Senate so that the incumbents are protected. And New York, unlike any other state in the Union, as far as I know, has the lowest turnover rate. It's an impossible rate to accept. Less than 3% of the people who run for re-election are defeated. That's not democracy. Mm-hmm. And it isn't because they're loved and have done a terrific job. It is because in the Senate they work the district so it looks like a salamander, which is where they got the name gerrymander, in order to get all the Republicans in and all the Democrats out. And conversely, they do the same in the Assembly.
So,
and when you have an independent commission, as we have here, what you do is you put in the law who cannot sit on the commission. Those would be lobbyists and legislators and a number of people who are very partisan. And then you allow the legislative leaders to pick a commission, but exclude from that commission people who would be rankly, clearly nonpartisan. So that's that aspect. Now, the governor has come in and he has offered a bill. And in the bill, he provides, unlike what the legislature had provided, that he gets a number of designations. And when I said to the governor, if you, you're getting four designations in your bill, if you do that, then Skelos will say he's no longer required to be a part of it because you'll pick four Democrats and that will give you an edge. So I'm suggesting, Governor, that you agree to give Skelos two of the four because you have to pick two Republicans because no more than two can be of any one party. So he said, of course. And so I told that to Skelos. So they're equal in Democrats and Republicans. And nevertheless, Skelos to this date is seeking to befuddle everybody by saying, well, he's for a constitutional amendment, not for a law. But a constitutional amendment takes 3 to 5 years, which means it won't apply to the election that will take place. And if it doesn't apply to the election, we won't have any say for another 10 years in fairness. Made it clear?
Yes. Can I digress on that question of a constitutional amendment for a minute? I'm curious if you're in favor of a New York State constitutional convention, which I think...
I am. And that is...
to accomplish what?
Well, you want to go through the whole Constitution. It's being done by the two former governors, Governor Cuomo and Governor Pataki, I think, are leading that battle. But that doesn't take place until 2016. And there are lots of things, I'm sure, in the Constitution that could
What would we open up? Is that the route to good government reform and dysfunctional
Albany?
Well,
I think so. For example, one of the issues that is constantly there is how much aid can you provide parochial religious schools? I am supportive of aid for religious schools. Lots of people are against it. We have something called the Blaine Amendment in the state of New York, which really is ridiculous and prohibits enormous aid from going to the parochial schools. And when I say enormous, I mean in any areas other than a few selected ones. And I think that should be changed. But there are people who disagree, but they can argue that out at a constitutional convention. And there are different laws that people want to agree or disagree upon.
It would open up all kinds of cans of worms, like people wanting initiative and referendum, like in California,
well,
and things like
that.
I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I'm just saying that debate would become salient.
Well, when
right?
you say a worm, normally it's negative, although people in some countries eat them. But the, the fact is, I'm for referendums. There are people who are against it. I'm for initiative. Well, why shouldn't the people have an opportunity to be heard?
Former Mayor Ed Koch, my guest on WNYC. Getting back to redistricting, if it's done correctly in a nonpartisan way, is it kind of a lost cause, or maybe that's too strong, but a big disadvantage for Republicans, and this is why Skelos is battling it, because with the 2010 census results, more concentration of population downstate, that means the state is even more Democratic than it was before.
Well, it is going to be more Democratic, but what has that got to do with fairness? I mean, if there are more Democrats, you're going to elect more Democrats unless you intentionally discriminate against them by putting them all in one district, not letting districts be compact, and instead have them look like dinosaurs or salamanders. On the other hand, nobody really knows how these elections come out. I had Senator Schumer call me when I asked him to support nonpartisan redistricting. He said no, he couldn't do it because we would lose, said he, three Democratic congressional seats. I said to him, what's that got to do with good government? I'm a good Democrat. He's a good Democrat. But if you're only interested in party loyalty, you're an idiot, in my judgment. There's something called fairness. There's something called doing the right thing for the state of New York. So just as Schumer, Senator Schumer, fears the loss of three members of the House of Representatives, Skelos fears that there'll be a comparable loss on the Republican side. That's what they're saying up there.
Right.
And I'm saying, who cares? I don't care. You know, sometimes party demands too much. We're not supposed to let the
some kind of right and wrong and objective standard has to come into it somewhere.
Right, compact districts. Districts with no deviation greater than 1%. That's what the, our governor, to his great credit, has put in his bill. There are districts with a far greater percentage. I don't want to give you the number because I'm not sure I would have the right one, but there's no question that there is a there are districts upstate where they have don't have so many people, if they want to keep separate districts, that have far fewer people in their congressional district.
Listeners, we have Mayor Koch for another 10 minutes. If you want to get in with a question, do it right now. You'll get right on 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 to talk to Ed Koch this morning. And Mayor, let me get your quick takes, if I can, on a few other things in the news. What do you think about Sheldon Silver's new version of the millionaire's tax to help balance the state budget, which would only apply to actual million-dollar incomes?
Well, that was what Schumer proposed, as opposed to the taxing those over $250,000. I believe that $250,000 is too low. Probably $1 million is too high. Probably it should be somewhere around those having an income of $300,000 or $400,000. Let me just say, I'm a rich man, and I don't like paying taxes, but I think it's fair that I do. You can't just cut budgets and say we're going to balance the budget simply by removing services to the poor, to the young, to education, to all the things that are discretionary on the part of the state. It's just wrong to do.
I guess the governor's position is that we'll lose more than we gain in the long term because more rich people and businesses will move away.
I don't believe that for a minute. Let me just ask you this. You know, the largest, well, the federal government isn't doing its job in the same way. The largest income producer in America, I believe, is Exxon Oil. Hundreds of billions of dollars in profits. Why don't they get properly taxed? There are companies, corporations that pay a very low tax or no tax or don't bring their money to the United States, and there is a provision that until they bring it into the United States, it's not taxable. It's crazy. I believe in fair taxation.
On another issue, what do you think Governor Cuomo is doing by blocking Mayor Bloomberg's repeal of laying off teachers by seniority by introducing his own version? What do you think Cuomo wants?
Well, I think he's addressing a point which has yet to be addressed. You cannot lay off teachers using merit unless you have standards. And what Cuomo is saying is that he wants to fix the standards before you change the law, which says last in, first out. You know what I mean? You fire the people who were most recently hired as opposed to merit. So I believe that that can be compromised because I think the mayor is absolutely correct in seeking to eliminate the provision of seniority as the basis for hiring and firing. What you want is who will best serve the children of this city. But what the governor and the mayor should do is get together on how you create standards so that they're not arbitrary, what the teachers say, and there's merit to it. You just can't have a principal say, well, you're going and you're staying, because that means that they're the arbiter and you don't know why.
Elisa in Sunnyside, you're on WNYC with Ed Koch. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, I just wanted to support the idea that candidates run unopposed. I live in a heavily Democratic district. The Democratic Party chose the candidate for the ballot, and our new state senator ran unopposed and was basically appointed by the party. So I feel like we had no choice in the vote whatsoever.
Thank you very much.
Well, I agree with you, but that's not something that we can impose by law that the opposite party must put up a candidate. I would hope that they would. And, of course, you don't need a party designation if you're a member of that party to run.
Michael in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hello?
Michael, listen to your radio, not the phone.
Hello, Michael?
Michael, yeah, it's you.
Yes, hi, yes, this is Michael.
We've established that. And Ed Koch on the other end of the line. And me, go ahead.
My question to you is, it seems like this bipartisan politics is ruining our country. What do you feel about term limits?
I believe that we've settled that already here in the city of New York. The federal government, under the Constitution, you can't change that except with the consent of the Congress, and they're never going to agree to term limits. But I am for term limits. I am for three terms, but in New York City, we've adopted two terms.
Joe on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Go
My
ahead.
Family moved to Florida for, of course, the no-income tax. You're wrong. 11, two died, none left. No income tax in Florida. That's where I moved.
Moved to get away
from what
he's saying his family moved to Florida to get away from the New York State income tax.
Well, where are you now? You're back in New York?
I live in St. Albans. I'm all alone. Everybody in my family moved to Florida, no income tax.
Listen, Florida is a very nice place for elderly people, but if you want to have a very active life, you're not going to leave New York to go to Florida. It's ridiculous.
The quality of life argument. Do you have an opinion very quickly on the Atlantic Yards prefab tower or Atlantic Yards generally?
I am for prefabs. I'm shocked that they can do it in such a short time. They used an example of just, I think, in China. Well, of course, China is different. Where they put up a prefab in a couple of days. But I am for anything that will reduce, that anything that's reasonable and responsible, reduce the prices of housing construction. Let me also say, I'm for our stopping our bombing and participation in bombing in Libya. I want to get that in before we get off. I think Britain and France and the Arab countries should do the bombing. I wouldn't care if they killed Gaddafi, but we've done enough. We are now bogged down in two wars, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. We should be getting out of there.
Republicans are afraid that that would squander U.S. leadership in the world. Are you?
Oh, that's baloney. The fact, you're right. That's what they say. It's baloney. We are now so tied up that we can't even get rid of the pirates off Somalia. Is that what the Republicans support? Do you know that off Somalia they have something like 600 people held hostage, some of them Americans, and like about 35 ships, some of them American? And we can't go in there and do anything because we don't have the powers the monies or whatever. And so pirates go out and do what they did in the Mediterranean when the Marines went in and killed them. Why don't we do it again?
Well, Mayor, thank you for making my segue for me, because our next segment is going to be on the international diplomacy of what's going on in Libya. And thank you for this whole appearance. Excuse me. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Former three-term New York City Mayor Ed Koch.
Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More Libya next.